The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Yomim yutzoru v'loy echod bohem." The Tana de Be'el Yohu, Perak Aleph, Oisei Darshins. What's this yom? Hakadosh Baruch Hu was yoitzer yomim v'loy. It says it with an aleph. We darshin it with a vav. Rashi says on Tehillim that one of the yomim Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved kaviyochel for himself. Ze yom Kippurim li Yisrael. What's the day of the year? Of all the yomim shel hashana, Kodesh Baruch Hu is shoymer la'atzmoi. It's his day. It's yom Kippurim. Lefi shehoisa simcha gedoyla lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu shenosnoi bi'ahava rabba li Yisrael. Why was there a grosa simcha? Says the Tana de Ve'eliyohu, moshloi moshel amado v'doyme. Lemelech boso v'dom shehoyu avodov u'bnei beisoi. Moitzien es hazvolim. They took out all the zevel, the garbage, from the palace of the melech, u'mashlichin oisoi keneged pesach beis hamelech. U'kisha hamelech yoitze v'roya es hazvolim, hu'soymeach simcho gedoylo. O'ibazoi lekach nidme yoim ha'kipurim, shenosnei ha'kodesh bohu to Yisrael. And b'shoshu moichel avoy nerseyin shel Yisrael, ein mis'atzei b'liboy, elo soymeach simcho gedoylo. And it brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Koyamar Hashem, to the Horim, the Gvois, he calls the Ganze Brio, Bo'u v'simchu imi simcho gedoylo, sh'ani moichel lohem l'avoy neseinu shel Yisrael. State in this Chazal, in this Medrash, that the Moshul is an armoin that's filled with garbage, zevel, and when they clean it out, there's a pile of garbage outside the palace, and the melech is sameach simcha gedoyla because it's clean, it's cleaned out. This is our mabat, this is how we should see the inyan from doing tshuva on our chatoim, on the Yom Kippur, hakoriv, that's miskariv aleinu, habo aleinu, that we have, what I see from this chazal is, each person is doime to a palace. Each person is a mokim from Hashruas Hashchino. Vishachanti besoichom loy nemar ele besoich kol echot besoicho loy nemar ele besoichom. Kodesh Baruch Hu has Hashchino shoyu Hashchino betoich kol echot veechot. And when it's molech hatoim, it's azoivi a garbage. A chet is a dover meluchloch that's metamei umalach lecha odom. And when a person is zoiche to do tshuva, it's not just a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Avada, it's a greater chesed, like Rabbeinu Yoni says, min ha-chasodim ha-gedoylim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel tshuva and moichel l'chatoim. But it's a greater simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tutas besimcha. Besimcha rabo, that his palace, the nefesh ha-odom, is becoming kodosh v'tohor, it's becoming noki. And that's ad kedei kach, that Yom Kippur, which is this man from Slicho, Kaporo, Vetairo, that's the Yom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soymeach boi from alle Yomim from a ganze yor. Memes, Mavu in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoino, that is a chiyuv miyuchod for a person to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yoino darshins it from the posuk Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Beyoim azeh yechapra aleichem al kol chato yseichem, is one chelik of the posuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper on our avoinos, but the Sefer is lefnei Hashem titoru, a chiyuv on kol echad on this day, to be mitahir lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Be'emes, in the mitzvah's tshuva, in Parshas Nitzovim state, loy me'eva loy ba'shamayim hi v'loy be'eva layam hu, ki koroi ve'lecho hadover mo'oid beficho u'belvovcho la'asoysoy. The Ramban al HaTorah learns that which mitzvah, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, which is korav ilecha, which mitzvah is it, says the Ramban, it's going on mitzvah's tshuva. And be'etzem, the Meforshim ask that these psukim, is interesting, the psukim are oimer darsheni. It says, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, lo yirachoy kihi, it's not me'ev alayam, it's not ba'shamayim, elo, it's korav ilecha ha-dover mo'oid beficho ubelvovcha la'asoysoy. The two tzdodim of the posuk is rochik mizrach umayriv. We're saying you should know it's not pashamayim. It's not from the hardest things in the world to do me'ev alayam. It's mamish beficho belvovcho. So they ask if it's taka so close beficho belvovcho. What's the havamina that it's rochik? It's pashamayim. It's so hard. The havamina and the maskona have to be kroivim zelaze. So shteit in Rabbi Yeruchim Azoi. Zog Rabbi Yeruchim ki mitzvahs tshuva mitzad echod, there's a koishi in this mitzvah that you don't have by any other mitzvah. Obo mitzad sheni hiya noy senes, that it's a dover kal to do, it's beficho belvovcho. What's the pshat, says Rabbi Yeruchim? Yedder mitzvah that a person has, he can have other people that are masayeyah him. Could be oizer him or masayeyah him to do the mitzvah. Siyua, alidei anoshim acherim. Mitzvah's tshuva, he says, has to come from the person himself. It has to be a kabolo, b'toich oimek liboy shel odom, a charoto, a kabola alahabo, that's kol kule in a lev shel odom. That's his own hachlot, his own kabolo. No one else can do it for him, no one else can help him. You can have musa shmuzim, and other people to be ma'oir you, and advise you, and be miyayitz you, but the etzem kabolo v'charot daf kumen mitoich liboy shalodom. So mitzad sheni et shveru fin ala mitzvahs. Oba zok Rabbi Yeruchim da shteit in posuk, oba ki koroi ve'lecho hadover ma'oid. Beficho belvov chala soy soy, hi anoy senes, you need nothing else. You don't have to spend any money. You don't have to go buying like a lulav and esser, go matzah. You don't have to do any pu'ula. Person could sit b'mkoymoy u'ba'atzmoy, open up a musa sefer, and b'toich kama minutes, a few minutes, he could be mekabala hachlot gemura, b'liboy, to do tshuva. It's something that has to come from the mensch himself. The asiyas hatshuva. Be'etzem Rabbeinu Yoino, such a zis Rabbeinu Yoino. Rabbeinu Yoino says at the end of Shar Sheni, he says he's nachtoim ho'inyin b'maymo nichbot, he calls it. This is Rabbeinu Yoina's Dovor Nechmod. He brings the Mishnah that Hillel Olav Asholim Oimer im Ein Anili Mili. Ukeshani Latzmi Moan, he says Rabbeinu Yoina Pshat, Bir Hadover, Im Ho'odom Lo Yo'oirer Nafshoi, Ma Yo'iluhu Hamusorim. Ki Afal Pisha Nichnosim Beliboi Bioim Shomoi, Yeshakchim Hayetzer, Ve'yaavirom Milavovoi. The only way to be Mo'oirer is a person has to be Mo'oirer himself. Behemshech he says, Ochein tzorach ha'odom b'shomoy ha'musur lo'oirer nafshoy velosum hadvorim el liboy v'yizboideid b'chadrei ruchoy v'lo yismaych al toichachas ha'moycheach levadoy. A person can go to a musar shmuz, shiurei tshuva, a whole chodesh elul and aseres yimei tshuva. But if he's not mekabel himself to be Mo'oirer mitzad nafshoy, im ein anili mili, if the musr comes mi bachutz, it's gonna the yeshakrim hayetzer. The only way for the hisoirus to have an effect is if it comes from the person himself. And be'etzim, I saw in the sefer from the Chofetz Chaim, they bring down that there was a margala bepume. Margala bepume that he used to say always. The margala bepume was the gemor brochas daf zayin omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosi. Toive mardois achas mi liboy shel odom yoiser mi kamo malkios. And Rish Lakish says the yoiser mi meo malkios. A mardos that comes mi liboy shel odom. Rashi says mardos is a loshen ridui vahachno sheho odom som aliboy me elov. There's something called pech mi bachutz makas makinoisoi. That's machnia person. A person could be machnia himself alone, a mardis that's bo mi liboy, when he's machnia himself b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's toivo mi kama malkius mi meya malkus, because that's what has an effect, and that's what brings the tshuva, that's what brings to a shinu yaderech. The egen a kabbalah from im einan ili mili, and with that wissen, that's one of the yesoides ha-tshuva is hachno. I want to mention just one or two nekudas. We shouldn't be nisyayish from mitzvahs tshuva. Avada, a person always thinks we have to make the cheshboinis. Is it an emes hachno? Is it not? But I heard from the mashgiach Rav Don Segel that he said a moyudik pshat in the posuk state by Achov that Achov was from the groyser ishoim in Malachim, mamish from the groyser ishoim from Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Achov that he's going to bring peronios and going to kill out the ganze base Achov. And Achov sat with a sack and started doing tshuva. State in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eliyahu, Haro'iso ki nichna Achov. Did you see that Achov was nichna miponai? Oy bazoya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to bring the oynish biyomov. So he was medayik from the pasuk. What's pshat? Haro'iso ki nichna Achov. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's royal alevov. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to ask Eliyahu, did you see? What do you see? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu see? Was he nichna, was he not? Was it tshuva or was it not? Zog den nein, avada, it wasn't a richtige tshuva, it wasn't a tshuva shlema. Achav did not do tshuva shlema. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eliyahu, how do you see it in your perspective? Vi kuktos ois? Did you see HaRa'is, okay, nichna Achav? If it looks like it, that's also something. Even if mi bachutz, avada has to have a gvisa emes to it, not a total fake. But even if it's not mamish kol kuloi, ahachno beliboy, haro'iso ki nichna achov, it starts. That's already a person is zoiche to a tshuva b'miktas, to a kapora b'miktas, and a miyetz Hashem abol the tar mesayinoi, so he gate us weiter. Oh, but that's the tchilas hadover, the haro'iso ki nichna achov. Now listen, in the yomim of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're still holding in the Yimei Arotzen from Elul, Ani Ledoidi, Tshuva is mekubeles b'yoyser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us, koichos and shefa to be nisoyrer b'tshuva. A zman that we don't have the whole year to be nisoyrer in this tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shikt his oyrus to us. The Mishnah state, the Mishnah in Soif Yuma, the Bavus, the member from Rabbi Akiva, Ashram Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem metaharin, mi metahar eschem, Ovinu Sheba Shemayim, Shenema vezorakti aleichem mayim tehoirim, and it also says, Vaoimer mikve Yisrael. The Tosfos Yomtiv is Mevar, that Rabbi Akiva is talking about two different types of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives for us. One is, and they're both Ashreichem Yisrael. One is mi atem lifnei mi atem metarin, and one is mi metar eschem. Lifnei mi atem metarin is a person that ma'oyer nafshoi to be metar himself b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a mikveh. A mikveh, you have to go into the mikveh. You have to do the pu'ula. Go into the mikveh, you become tohor. That's lifnei mi atem metarin. But there's another bechina of mi metar eschem. Says the Tosfos Yomtiv that there, Amol is a person, lepa'omim yetzer lev ha'odom ra'olov, lo yuchal lehisgaber olov lekoifoy litahar b'tshuva. He can't. V'hu rachim yechaper ovoim. Zok the Rabbi Akiva, ye'oyer rehu HaKadosh Baruch will be ma'oyer him and give him the yis'oyeris to start. That's mi metahar eschem v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohoyrim utahartim. That's like mei poro, the hazor, that's metahar a mensch, without him doing anything. Someone else is zoyrek, the mayim that's metahirim. That's the bechinef an HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi metahar eschem, to give us the yis'oyeris for tshuva. I want to mention one last nakuda. We say in the piyutim, in v'chol ma'aminim, ha'poiseach yad L'doifkei b'seshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the gates to those that are doifek b'tshuva. I had a kasha for many years and I found it in the drushas of the Tzlach, Tzlichas. He says, the Medrash says in Parshas Ve'eschanon, Shari tfilo, pa'omim they're open, pa'omim they're not. Shari tshuva li'oilom apasuach, li'oilom li'nisgorim. Always. So frek the Tzlach, if Shari tshuva are always open, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poiseach es ha-shar l'doifkei b'tshuva? He opens them. Mi sogar es ha-sha'orim ha-elu? Who closed them? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to open them? The Tzlach says a teretz, I'm not going to go into all the terutzim that were said on this kasha, but I'll tell you the teretz that was mamish, my favorite teretz on this, which echalt is a nifladik apshat. What does it mean, ha-poiseach shah? The gates are always open. Al pi a moshel from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi said, a moshel, a person was once walking in the night in a forest. It was pouring rain. And he was mamish platzing. And he saw from the vait a house. There was some lightning. He saw a house. He runs up. He somehow made his way in the wind and the rain to the house. And he sees another lightning, bolt of lightning. There's a mezuzah on the door. Baruch Hashem Ayid. It's pitch black now. He starts banging on the door in the middle of the night. He's banging and banging. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, he's banging, he's thinking, how could a Yid who lives in this house not open up the door for me? Gefährlich, he's thinking. All of a sudden, there's a new bolt of lightning that comes out, and he sees his Bechlal not banging on the door. He was off, because he didn't see it. He was banging on a brick wall next on the of the house. He Bechlal wasn't banging on the door. Zok der azoy de Beis HaLevi. If you're not banging on the door, you don't get in. Aber bei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tza'anderish. If you're banging on the wall to do tshuva, you're not at the right delis from the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks open a Pesach in the wall. So, oy bazoy avada shari tshuva li oylam l'ninalu. We're not always zoiche to do the richtige darkei tshuva, the sholish ikrim, the esrim ikri tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina. But if a person has in his oirus to do tshuva, he's doifek on the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to do tshuva, no matter where you're knocking, you will find a new Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up new psochim every year. So if a person thinks, we're not always able to see where the Pesach is, how am I going to get into the Pesach of tshuva? You have to knock. If you're doifek bepnimis liboy for tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up, Amiyat Hashem, we should all be zoiche, to have a gemar chasima toiva, and to be zoiche to a lifnei Hashem titoru, to a taira and to be choizer b'tshuva shleima. Kol tov.